Joining us now in our studios, we do have a special guest from Northfield Urgent Care, Nicole Strews Bueller. What is your official title, Nicole?
Yeah, I'm actually the director of clinics at Northfield Hospital and Clinics. So I actually oversee all of our primary care clinics, our specialty care clinics, and then our urgent cares.
Well, thank you so much for coming in today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Appreciate it. We're going to talk about urgent care today. Northfield's really been without that type of service for a couple of years now. Mm-hmm. At one time, Northfield Hospital was involved with something very similar called Express Care here downtown. But now the new clinic is out on Highway 3. Let's talk about some of those things, the services that you offer. And does it differ much from what we experienced in downtown Northfield?
Yeah, so our new urgent care is a walk-in clinic, similar to what our previous Express Care clinic was. There's a little bit of difference in that we do offer imaging services at this new urgent care location, as well as more lab tests. So patients can come in if they need lab testing done. They can get the results and typically get the results pretty quick at the new location.
Now, you've been open for just a few weeks now. You opened up in September, which is good timing with the new school year starting and such. How has the reception been? Have you been keeping busy?
Yeah, it literally has been busy since we opened our doors. So the patients are finding us. They're coming in to be seen. And so it's been surprisingly very busy since we opened. It might be that time of the year. You're right.
Now, are you seeing the types of either injuries or illness, for those types of things? Were you anticipating what you've seen in the last couple of weeks?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty typical for urgent care services. So a lot of, the back to school, cough, cold, might be ear infection, strep throat type things. But we also see injuries, so might be sprains, injuries like that patients are coming in to be seen for. So it's pretty typical urgent care, but it's really been, since we've opened, a little bit of everything. So it's been a good variety and not just all of one thing. So
all right. Mm-hmm. When people decide, I guess, to go to urgent care, I mean, you have some options. You can call up a clinic at one of your locations at the Northfield Hospital. You can go to the emergency room if necessary. What should people think about when they think about what place they should go to get their medical care?
Yeah, that's always, patients don't always know. One of the things I would think about for urgent care is really, if you wake up and you're sick or if you're feeling sick, if you have an injury and it's not life-threatening, urgent care is probably a good option for you. I always say, patients can come in and we can help them find that right level of care. So we definitely have patients come in that need to go somewhere else, but we can help assess that and get them to the right level of care as well. But, things like the cough, cold, might be like urinary tract infections, those ear infections are very appropriate for urgent care. Things like if patients have chronic conditions or need medication refills, those are really things that should go back through their primary care provider at their clinic and call to make an appointment there. So those probably wouldn't be things that would be appropriate to come to urgent care.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about the staffing that you have in place right now. Are there doctors, nurses, what level?
So we have nurse practitioners and mm-hmm. physician assistants who are all experienced in emergency medicine. So they've had previous experience in emergency department settings. And so they are working there. There's sometimes one, there's most often two, just because of the numbers. But we have RNs and medical assistants, and then our front desk staff, our lab staff, and then also our radiology staff for imaging.
Once again, Nicole Strews Mueller is with us, who's the director of clinics for Northfield Hospital and Clinics, talking about the urgent care. The new urgent care that's open, if you don't know, folks, it's on Highway 3. We'll get to more into that in just a moment or so. But let's talk about prescribing medication. Will the people on duty be able to do that if you need an antibiotic or a certain sort of medication? Would that be possible to get it on the spot?
Yep. So if they're coming in to be seen and that's part of their treatment plan, certainly that those prescriptions are sent in for them as part of the care that they're receiving that they can pick up to help them get better.
Now, what about, of course, COVID-19? We've been battling this pandemic for years. Any like booster shots or if they have some type of COVID symptoms testing, that type of related, something related to that, can they stop in?
Yeah, so our booster shots we're actually not doing at that location. We're doing them at our clinic. So patients can call the Northfield Clinic to schedule an appointment for any type of vaccine or COVID shots. For COVID testing, we are doing it at that location. Patients can come in to be seen for symptoms related to COVID, and that COVID testing might be a part of that appointment. If patients want to just come in just to have the COVID test only, we actually ask that they call ahead and make an appointment, and then we can get them scheduled. Typically for that same day, they can come in and get that test, and then those results are done pretty quickly. So usually within an hour or two that they'll have those results back.
Let's talk about the cost and I guess who pays. A lot of people are concerned about that. You know, do you take regular insurance? Is it just like going to Northfield Hospital in clinics? I guess you're a part of that.
Tell us
about that.
Yeah, I mean, it's very typical to an office visit at a clinic. I would say that most insurances are going to cover urgent care services. You know, I always caution people, it's always important to check with your insurance carrier because everyone's plans vary so much. So how much it's going to cost you depending upon your deductible and all of those kind of things. It's still important for patients to call their own insurance and find out about their particular plan. We accept all insurances and the cost is really very similar to what an office visit would be in a clinic.
And one question that I looked over, I was going to ask you before we were on the topic, is it, can anyone go? And when I mean anyone, I mean infants up to, you know, the elderly. Is there a certain age group that or demographic group that you can't?
Yes.
It'd be better to go elsewhere?
Sure. So we do see kids and adults. For kids, we see ages 3 months and older. So if they're younger than 3 months, they really need to go see their provider or go to the emergency room if they're having issues. But really 3 months and older, and really anyone. So you don't have to be a patient of Northfield Hospital and Clinics to come to this location. So new patients can come and walk in. And we always say kind of walk in with a problem and walk out with a plan. So.
All right. Nicole Struz-Mueller, once again with us. Lastly, let's talk about where you're located at and, you know, the facilities that you have within that office. It used to be the old urgent care a number of years ago.
Yeah, so we're located right on Highway 3. And like I said earlier, we have imaging services there. We have lab tests that we can do there. It's right next to Papa Murphy's, right on Highway 3 there, just down from Target. So
get
very
pizza
visible.
On your way back.
Yeah, you can have pizza on your way back. right. The building has multiple exam rooms in there. It's got a procedure room. So we're all set up and ready to go.
Sounds good. Anything else we need to know about urgent care?
I don't think so. I mean, we're excited to be here. Like I said, we've been very busy. I think that's probably one thing I would say is because we've been so busy, there are wait times so people can walk in. But typically we'll let people know how long you're going to wait before you'll be seen. And they can hang out and until we can get to them.
Well, it's an important service that Northfield Hospital and Clinics are providing in the 21st century. We really need a place like that to go to.
Yeah.
So thank you so much for providing that. And thank you, Nicole, for coming in.
Sounds good. Thanks.
Northfield Hospital and Clinics Director of Clinics, Nicole Struz-Mueller here on 95.1 FM and AM 1080 KYMN Northfield.